Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Finally today, we wanted to remember former Massachusetts Senator Edward Brooke, who died over the weekend at the age of 95. Brooke was a historic figure, the first African-American to be elected to the U.S. Senate since Reconstruction. He was a Republican. He served as Attorney General for Massachusetts. Then in 1966, he defeated former Governor Endicott Peabody in the race for the U.S. Senate, where he served until 1979. Heather Cox Richardson is a professor at Boston College and the author of To Make Men Free, A History of the Republican Party. And she's with us now to talk a bit about Edward Brooke. Welcome back to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
It's good to be here.
So when talking about Edward Brooke's claim to fame, it's important to note that he was the first African-American to be elected to the U.S. Senate by popular vote, but not the first to actually serve in the U.S. Senate, right?
Yeah, that's right. He was elected because in the 20th century, we got the direct election of senators. Before that, they were appointed. The first two were actually immediately after the Civil War, from Mississippi, both of them, and both Republicans.
Interesting. So it's impressive to think about Edward Brooke in the time that he was serving in public office. For instance, I came across this fact. The first time he was elected Attorney General of Massachusetts in the 1960s, the state was only 2% black. He didn't emphasize his race. In fact, he said, "I'm not a civil rights leader and I don't profess to be one." But he certainly accomplished a sort of civil rights. What he did was quite an advancement for civil rights, wasn't it?
It was. And he is representative, I think, of that moment in American history when it was not clear what way the parties would jump with regard to civil rights. So, for example, when he first ran for office, he actually ran in both the Republican and the Democratic primaries in 1950, which is not unlike what his great leader, Dwight Eisenhower, did when he was deciding whether or not to run for office. Both parties wanted him. So there was that moment when it looked as if it was not clear which party would become the party of civil rights.
Interesting. Now, why did someone like Edward Brooke feel comfortable at that point in history in the Republican Party?
Because the Republican Party at that time, again in the 1950s, coming out of World War II, 1950s and early 1960s, was in fact the party that was the party of civil rights. You know, Eisenhower is the president who backed Brown v. Board of Education in 1954, who sent the troops into Little Rock in 57, and was the first president to put a black advisor in the White House because he believed that the trick to America was to make sure everybody had the right to rise. Brooke was very much in that mold, and in fact, he was a great supporter of all people of George Romney, the moderate Republicans, Nelson Rockefeller, whom he backed as opposed to Richard Nixon in 1968. So there was that moment when it looked like the Republican Party would be the party to which African Americans would adhere in order to rise.
Interesting. He ran against Democrat Endicott Peabody for the Senate and won. He took over the seat of Leverett Saltonstall, right? A real Yankee Brahmin icon, both in his manner and his politics. So it sounds like Brooke was a kind of natural successor to Saltonstall.
He was indeed. Yeah. He was a progressive Republican who followed the other progressive Republicans like Theodore Roosevelt or like Henry Cabot Lodge, also from here in Boston.
Yeah. So that brand of Republicanism, it seems to be disappearing, if not disappeared altogether already.
Well, it seems that way, but you wouldn't necessarily think that if you look at the reaction to some of the modern Republican politics. I think there are still moderate Republicans out there who very much would like to see their party come back, and men like Edward Brooke represent them again.
Yeah, interesting. Well, it's interesting to note this. In 1967, the NAACP recognized him with its highest honor, the Spingarn Medal. A dozen years before it gave it to Rosa Parks, which I found really interesting. He was the first Republican to call for Nixon's resignation.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. And in 2004, he was awarded the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So those are a lot of big honors. How do you remember him? I mean, how should we remember Edward Brooke?
Well, I think he is a portrait of what the Republican Party and what America stood for coming out of World War II, the idea that everybody would have a chance to rise in America, regardless of race and later on gender, and that was the real genius of America. And he was a great example of it. James Meredith was another, by the way, who was also a Republican who believed in education and opportunity and everybody being able to work together to make a great America. That got shattered in the late 1960s.
Yeah, I was going to ask, would he recognize the Republican Party of today?
Absolutely not. Hmm. Absolutely not. He split with the party over Nixon, of course, and Nixon took the Republicans down a very different Southern strategy, playing on race as a dividing factor in American society.
Well, really interesting. That's Heather Cox Richardson. She's a professor at Boston College. She's author of To Make Men Free, A History of the Republican Party. And by the way, you can find a link to our interview with Heather about that book here on Radio Boston. She was remembering former Massachusetts Senator Edward Brooke, who died this past weekend at the age of 95. Professor Richardson, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.